Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This is called Juking It by the Groove Tenders.
This is The Juice on 96.5 The Fan, KFNZ FM and AM HD1 and HD2 Kansas City and Odyssey Sports Station. That is correct.
6.8. I'll give you a 6.8 out of 10 on that one.
It's better than the zero I had a couple months ago. Yeah.
You're listening to something.
You're listening to 6.5 Fan Club.
You're listening to this.
Why?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Yeah, let me tell you about the Fan. You know, they used to be called 610 Sports Radio.
Oh, God. I love it.
Good morning, Jay. I hope you're up and ready for the Raiders, my friend. God.
You think Jay's had the chili dog Mac from Campbell's soup?
100% he has.
That would be such a great podcast, Chili Dog Mac. It's just you and Bink.
Yeah, he's Chili Dog and you're Mac.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, he's going to text you right now. That's a good idea.
Let's give you our salty
talk
takes.
Talk to Spectre about it.
Hey, you want to do some more work?
Yeah, exactly.
No fantasy football show this Sunday, so you'll have to go to his Twitter account, which is at Mac Morey.
At Mac J Morey 25.
There it is. So all your questions, DM Mac, and if you need any, because we just got a bomb, man, like the 60-mile-an-hour wins. That affects your fantasy team. That affects your underdog bets.
Yep, for that Dolphins-Browns game, yep. Waddle, Achan, all those guys are compromised.
Yeah, the weather is, I mean, people don't want to look at that a lot of the times, but weather does have an impact. And then, you know, your team loses a game and it's a weather mess and they go, well, you got to play through that. Sometimes that 50 to 60 mile an hour winds is not play throughable.
What can you do?
You're also the Browns and the Dolphins. And so, yeah, I think the NFL is just going to cancel that game.
Two tiny QBs with small hands in a wet, windy game.
Oof, not a good combination. Mm-hmm. Do you play ESPN fantasy? Is that where your league is? Or
AI ESPN.
Yeah.
ESPN and then Sleeper.
Have you noticed on the right side of your players' names, they have like little, like almost emojis where they have like,
oh, yes,
binoculars. Where I have Chris Olave, it's just a wind graphic.
Oh, so they're telling you ahead of time.
Ahead of time. Yeah. It used to be, you'd really be like, cool. Dude, what the hell? My receiver's got no points and it's in the third quarter. You're like, oh, it's a blizzard in that game. I should have known. And I've always said, you know, my advice to you is always have like some sort of weather part if it does have an effect in that game. And now ESPN's like, all right.
Thunderstorm emoji, wind emoji.
It's crazy. It's they'll have like snow, rain, wind. I thought that was interesting.
But it's supposed to be just rain. It's not supposed to be snow and cold. No, right?
Just windy just and rainy.
Okay. Wind and rain.
Maybe it's that same thing that's going to whip through here later on this evening, tonight.
It's going to kill the humidity.
I hope so.
Dude, this is
the last weekend of summer, guys, just so you know, right? Here it is, October 17th, last weekend of summer. So, you know, get out there and enjoy it. I think it's supposed to be like 85 today, 80 tomorrow, and then what, 69? Nice on Sunday for the game out at Arrowhead. And then 3 weeks of fall begin, and then winter starts on November 10th. So enjoy the last weekend of summer.
Enjoy your 2 weeks of fall, 3 weeks of fall.
You get 3 weeks of fall this year. Enjoy it.
Let's just get to business. Let's get to the script.
Business. All right.
Business.
Me, Bob, Dusty.
You're top of the list.
Yeah,
all right. We go in order here.
Let's do it.
Max had his script done since Tuesday.
Which Tuesday? This week or last week?
Last.
Yeah.
I've been pounded this week. All right, I'll just start as matter of fact as I can. Okay, let's get down to brass tacks. The Chiefs are putting up 40 points on Sunday.
Oh, wow.
Thanos finally got his last Infinity Stone. Rashee Rice is going to have 8 targets. Mahomes is going to throw the ball at least 35 times. We were talking about, hey, you don't even need to run the ball anymore. 35 times is conservative. It could be 40. Travis Kelce's going to have a touchdown. Tyquan Thornton's going to get back in the mix here. Long ball touchdown. Everyone's going to be worried about underneath to Rice, underneath to Kelce. Oh, then there's Xavier. And oh, yeah, we've got this guy, Tyquan Thornton. He's pretty fast, too. He's going to hit a bomb for a touchdown there. You never know what you're going to get with this offense. Defense is going to look dominant. Chris Jones is going to have his best game of the season. This is a bad offensive line that's struggled, and with turnovers, they're going to have to pass to stay in it, which means Chris Jones is going to be able to pin his ears back and dominate. We're going to be singing. We're going to be dancing as we head back on the bus, Bob, in the middle of the fourth quarter. Chiefs in a clinic, 45-13.
All right. I like where your mind is right now because I'm kind of on the same wavelength as you. I think this is going to be a blowout. The first one that we've seen since the first Taylor Swift game against the Chicago Bears where they won like 41-13. Rashee Rice will catch the first pass of the game, and the place will go absolutely insane. We'll go crazy. Rice is back. It will be the first of many Mahomes completions on the day. You said he's going to have about 35 attempts. I'm going to raise you one. He's going to have 30 or more completions. He's going to have 6 or 7 touchdown passes, and he will not throw an interception. Everyone gets in on the act. Rice, Worthy, Brown, Kelce, all have at least one touchdown. The defense dominates a bad offensive line. They hold Ashton Jeanty to under 50 yards rushing, 35-0 Chiefs.
Let's go.
All right. I love that we're here. We're finally here. I think they get going. They get going quick. My big bold prediction is the Chiefs will win the toss and elect to receive. Something they never do. They always kick. They trust their defense. That defense obviously is rolling. But I think they choose to receive, and I think that Rashee Rice gets going and going fast. We've said this before. Andy Reid will find you. Andy Reid will get you going early, and he will make sure that you're ready to go because he's ready to go. Mahomes ready to go. Rashee Rice early. And by the way, double down. Rashee Rice is your first touchdown scorer of this game. I truly believe that. A slant over the middle caught right between the H and the I in Chiefs. Slam it down. Fun celebration. I think they then give the ball, obviously, to the Raiders. Geno Smith, on their first drive, throws an interception at that very point, depending on signal. Bob sends us the text and says, this one's over. Relax.
Depending on the signal.
But yeah, Geno throws a pick on their first drive. Chiefs get seven more off of that. I think Xavier Worthy gets that touchdown. Why is that significant? Because on Monday morning, every blowhard on the national media goes, oh boy, the Chiefs have Rice back and they have Worthy going at the same time. The first 12 points of the game are scored by your last two wide receivers taken in the draft. And now they're on the same field at the same time. I think the Chiefs go up 17-3 at the half. I think the third quarter's a little meh, right? A little not really exciting. But I think the Chiefs will then get going late in that quarter and then early in the fourth. I think we see Gardner Minshew kneel down in victory formation versus an older team in the Raiders. And I think the Chiefs win this one 35-13.
I like the Gardner Minshew taking a knee against his former team. That's a little salt in the wound right there. That's a good one.
That is a good one.
There's like that. Seven That's teams good. He could do that too, but this one's the most relevant. So
yeah, he's going to do that. Like roll Gardner out there to take a knee. Yeah. You don't want to ruin Pat's numbers with the kneel downs, right?
We did that last week.
Gardner Minshew, -4 yards on that. That guy stunk. Yeah, he took four knees, man.
Take the under in rushing yards for Gardner Minshew.
Yes.
So we're all confident. Any reason not to be?
No.
Okay. Yeah, what's the devil's advocate here?
Max Crosby kicker. And that Koontz guy that Mitch Holt has told us about can wreck a game because on Christmas Day they didn't complete a pass in three quarters, and it was because Crosby and Koontz were in the backfield just disrupting the entire game. That offensive line is not this offensive line. So yep. I think the only thing you do is, and I can't see this happening because of who they are with Reed and Mahomes. Mahomes tries to get too cute, too cocky, and tries to throw, you know, passes and windows that aren't there, and one of them leads to a pick six, and then he's the 20 best quarterback in Pro Football Focus. Or there's like a fumble, or back-to-back times they have the ball, they turn it over, and it's like, okay, it's, you know, 13-0 and we got to come back and win this game. We've seen that before, though, when they were down, what, 14-0 against the Raiders, and then it was touchdown, 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 touchdown. So I really am trying not to sound like a total homer and bias. But I think the way that you lose this game is if it goes the way the Jacksonville game goes. You have an interception that you drop. Give them another chance. Have penalties that are a ton, like 13. Because we know they're going to get called for penalties this week. You're not going to back-to-back weeks at zero.
There's 6-7 penalties, I'm sure.
But yeah, I don't know. I'm just trying to be honest here. I'm trying to think of what I would say that would make this game flip on a dime. And I think it's either an injury to a significant player or horrible turnovers, and I can't see that happening with this team where they're at right now moving forward since that Giants halftime.
Well, they've gotten over the horrible turnovers, I believe, because one interception has made Patrick Mahomes the 14th best quarterback in the NFL, according to
13th.
Yes, 13th PFF. Best quarterback. It's a semi-pro football out of focus. We'll get to that coming up in our next segment because Chris Collinsworth went on the defensive side yesterday. He's clapping back at people because he's realizing his empire is slowly crumbling around him and nobody's believing semi-pro football out of focus. But what could change the game? Yeah, if Max Crosby has a day, you know, I'm kind of with Dusty. If what happens, what Mitch said potentially could happen, or if they keep it close and it comes down to a kick. I don't know. You trusting Harry? I'm not.
That's what the text line's flooded with. How many missed field goals will Harrison Butker have? How many times will we talk about him after the game? I don't know. I hope none. I hope it's just...
He'll miss a kick, but hopefully it doesn't matter in this one. Or maybe he goes out there and he makes all his kicks, and maybe we get back to Harry being Harrison.
This would be a good game for him to gain some confidence back.
There was an old DJ in New York named Harry Harrison.
Harry Harrison.
Google it. Pull up the get the drop. I'm Harry Harrison, WCBS-FM, New York. My dad used to listen to him. Harry Harrison. So Harrison Butker and Harry Harrison.
Yeah. Harry and the Hendersons also. Is that the same thing?
Harry and the Hendersons?
Is it the same as Harry Henderson's?
No,
it's two different things.
Harry Harrison.
Harrison.
Harrison, because Harrison, yeah. Harry Harrison, yeah.
That's right.
We'll have it when we come back.
Oh, okay. I was hanging on pins and needles. Yeah, I was like, what are we doing here?
Sorry.
Coming up, Chris Collinsworth. Boy, he could be a Richard of the Week candidate here on 96.5 The Fan. We get into his comments because thanks for the ratings. 96.5 The Fan, you're home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is Isaiah Pacheco, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
The best music on WABC New York.
Good morning.
Harry Harrison.
replay it for Bob.
The best music on WABC New York.
Good morning.
Yeah, you got to find a better Harry Harrison one. That's WABC before they went to CBS FM.
Oh, like
that's old school back when AM played music.
Oh, wow.
That's right. That's right, baby.
The old days. And then they moved to FM. They moved music to FM and put talk on AM. Oh, now what did they do? They moved talk to FM and I don't know where they have music anymore.
Do you think that we talked about ratings, and I'm wondering, this is a noon game. We don't see this very often. I thought Worthy's comments were really funny when they were like, what's it like playing a noon game? He's like, I'm from the Big 12. That's where we shine.
That's awesome.
I was like, well done, dude. Great personality. But again, this is Chiefs-Raiders. It is Chiefs, so you have that. We think over or under 17.5 million.
Yeah, that noon game, they generally get about 19, I think, for that noon window. I'm going to say over.
Over? It'd be like 17.8. That hits.
Yeah, I'm going to say over the 17.5.
Yeah, tell me what's drawing away from it at noon. Dolphins, Browns, Patriots, Titans?
Chargers,
of the story,
Colts?
That's at 3.
That's at 3 o'clock?
Panthers, right. Jets, Saints, Bears, Eagles, Vikings. I mean, it's not a murderer's row. It's not some elite matchups.
Right. That's the thing.
Philadelphia, Minnesota, maybe?
Yeah, that's the one, right?
Yeah.
That would be the one.
But also,
Patriots, Titans, because of the storyline?
Do you think the noonday, yeah. Halloween coming, fall, apples, all that kind of stuff, like, is this the weekend a lot of non-Chiefs fans, if you will, or teams, take the weekend off, maybe, yep, maybe. Not watch the
There's
games?
There's only two that don't have a game, and it's Baltimore, Buffalo. So those are big teams that draw.
It's true.
But again, like, I also want to have a follow-up to this because in the 3 o'clock slate when we get home and our eyes are crossed, are you more intrigued in Giants at Denver or Colts and Chargers?
Well, it's easy for me. It's Giants Denver.
Yeah, for sure. Because
why?
Well, roots.
Yeah, Giant fan.
And I will say,
gotcha.
I don't know who it was for the Broncos, but they're not happy with Jackson Dart.
No, they're not. I saw that yesterday. They're pissed.
Like,
yeah.
It's like he said something along the lines of like, yeah, he's out there. He's cocky. He hasn't really proved anything. He's got that chain, a stupid chain on.
Whoa.
There's barking going on.
Yeah, there is barking going on out there. I like that too. That does add to the intrigue.
I forget who it was,
yeah,
but yeah, somebody said it. It was, I don't think it was Benito.
It wasn't Benito because I was going to go there, but it definitely wasn't Benito.
And it wasn't Thibodeau. It wasn't Sertan.
Okay.
It was Von Miller, I think.
Was it Von?
No.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, wait, what? No, but it was somebody that said it about Jackson Dart, and they were just basically like, yeah, he hadn't proved anything. He's a little cocky. He's a little pretty boy. He's got that stupid chain on. So, like, I'm interested to see what Dart can do against that defensive front because, to be fair, not a lot of, you know, I mean, did beat the Chargers and is, what, 2-0 as a starter for the Giants?
He beat the Eagles, beat the Chargers, and then they lost to that Saints game.
So it's 2-1.
Yeah.
Right. And that Saints game, he wasn't good.
No, he was not. They had like 18 turnovers
again,
in that game.
Beat two really good teams.
Yeah.
And now you get the Denver Broncos, which we need all the help we can get, obviously, every year throughout. I'm kind of more interested in that Colts game against the Chargers because – I want to see if the Chargers can stay there. And, you know, they went 3-0 to start, lost a couple of games in a row, and lost their running back. Now they have a committee, but I think that Vidal guy is, like, more so going to be the heavy hitter. He was the biggest waiver pickup this week.
Come on, Vidal.
Yep. Vidal, yeah. And then Quentin Johnson kind of banged
Sassoon.
Up. That's right. Vidalia, great song.
Oh, great onions too, man.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't eat the Vidalia onion on your burger, you're missing out on life. And you agree with that?
Stinky.
Yeah, sweet Vidalia onions,
but it'll
man.
Make you cry.
Oh, so good.
Sammy Kershaw, Vidalia. That's your job this week. And listen to that song, banger. Great, great song. But no, it is interesting. Between those two games, because those are obviously division games. Two teams in the same division play each other, obviously, in the Charter or the Raiders and the Chiefs. But then those other two, one plays the Giants and the up-and-coming Scataboo Dart kind of theory there. And the other one is playing the hottest team in the NFL this year in the Colts.
Yeah. Do you think it's a bigger game for the Colts or for the Chargers? Like a prove-it game? Because both of those teams obviously have decent records right now in the postseason. I'm not buying the Colts. I never buy the Chargers. Who's it a bigger perception game for? I think it's a bigger perception game for the Colts, in my opinion.
I think every time they have a win, it gets that much bigger.
Yeah.
But again, I think they're 5-1. Is that right?
5-1 or 4-1 right now, the Colts.
4-1.
4-1.
And, you know, you beat the Chargers. Then it's like, you know, you kind of have that almost same piggyback theory of like the Chiefs. Well, the Chiefs beat the Ravens. Well, they were all hurt. Well, before the game, you weren't saying that. Now you're saying it. Well, the Chiefs lost to the Jaguars, but yet they're still the best team in football. Make it make sense. And you look at this game, and it's like, well, the Colts lost to the Chargers. The Colts are who they are. You know, they're going to lose, you know, seven games throughout the year. They just got off to a hot start. If the Chargers lose, it's huge. Yep. Because then it's like, okay, this is now three losses. This is now, you know, was it a hot start? Was it a flash in the pan? Are the Chargers charging? Joe Alt, obviously, I think is back this week, or he's been elevated at least.
Could play.
Could play this week. Yeah, that's fast. I didn't expect him back this fast. Yeah.
I think it's a bigger game for the Chargers.
It is.
Yeah. I believe so.
Yeah,
because they're injured.
Agree.
Their backs are against the wall, and that team that plays at one Arrowhead Drive is coming.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody in the league's talking about it. And if you drop this game to the Colts, and all of a sudden there's a new team at the top of the AFC West, and let's say the Giants can pull some sort of magic.
I don't think it's magic for the Giants to go up there and win. I'm just not sold on this Denver offense at all, man.
It's not the offense I worry about. It's the defense that can absolutely win games. And they're doing exactly what Sean Payton wants to do. Hey, Bo, don't turn the ball over. Manage the game. Our defense will give you the ball on short field. Their defense isn't great. So the advantage of a bad offense versus a bad defense, I will take the bad offense.
But that front four for the Giants may get after Bo Nix all afternoon, too, and they cause hell for him.
And that's the other thing, too. They have the best offensive line in football.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's
Broncos
like
Broncos right now, they're
the best offensive line, best defensive line. And they're going to protect, and they're going to try to wreck Jackson Dart. Now, if Jackson Dart goes out there, young Anakin Skywalker still has piss and vinegar in his veins and doesn't shake it off, because – I mean, mobile quarterback, man, you can make a defensive line that's strong vulnerable with your legs and your poise. And we'll see if that can happen, because they're going to stick to the same recipe. They're going to let Jackson Dart kind of dictate what he wants to do, because that's kind of all Daboll can do, is ride this guy until I don't know what's going on. But
you've had a week.
Men's wieners.
And, you know, ride the hotness of what this guy is doing in Jackson Dart, and then see if Cam Scattergood, doesn't matter who the defensive line is, I'm just going to be this crazy SOB and just keep going.
And the best part about the Giants is they don't know that they're not supposed to be doing this, right? And so they don't care. Like, they're not playing with fear. They're not playing with, oh, my God, we're not supposed to go out to Denver, you know, and win a game. They're going out to Denver with that attitude of we are going to win a game. I mean, the Giants are talking about making big trades now for wide receivers and going all in. They're a 2-4 football team. The imagination that they have right now because of the quarterback and the dreams that they're going through right now because Jackson Dart gives them that opportunity to live their dreams out right now is awesome to watch. And so they're going to go out and probably get a wider. I think the Giants beat the Broncos this weekend. I'll go on record and say that.
Bobby Betts.
Yeah, I'll go on record and say it. I've just not been impressed with Denver this year.
I haven't either. I mean, I agree with you.
I'm just not impressed with them. And the Giants are playing with an attitude of F everybody else. I don't care, man. If I don't win, I don't win, but I'm going out there and I'm leaving it all out there.
And they're having on the field. They're having fun. They have so much fun. They love playing together. They don't know what they don't know, right? It's like you said, they're just going in there. They're like, we don't know. Who cares? Mile House Stadium. Who cares? Best defense.
Yeah.
We don't care. We're having fun, man.
And you got the Broncos already talking trash on you. Like, that guy openly talking trash on Jackson Dart yesterday's. Wow.
It's crazy.
I love it. A lot of people were talking a bunch of crap on Chris Collinsworth and Pro Football Focus for several meetings that, you know, didn't really make sense. Mahomes, third best quarterback, obviously, we heard all that. This was Chris Collinsworth defending Pro Football Focus in a weird way with Kay Adams.
What do you think when you're hearing these conversations?
Thanks for the attention. You're helping our sales. I mean, it's sort of ironic that we've had other coaches that have complained much louder to me about this, right? And those guys would call me and I would say, Coach, come on in, meet my guys, look at our system, pick it apart, do anything you want. I just take a look at the whole thing. Of those coaches, one of them asked for and did buy into our company. One of them asked to buy into the company and said he couldn't afford it. And another one endorsed cutting a player based on PFF grades with the team that he was with. So a lot of people have their own opinions. You know, we grade things, we evaluate things. You know, Bijan Robinson has a couple of fumbles and, you know, that's hurt his grade, and he's arguably been the best back in all of football this year. So there's always a complaint, but, you know, we've spent literally tens of millions of dollars trying to perfect this system. Every NFL team, every college team, every Canadian Football League team has it. We're building the same thing for soccer right now around the world. Everybody uses it. Every announcer, almost, other than a couple, you know, JJ, come on over. We'll open the doors. We'll give you anything you want for your announcing. But I think it's easy to criticize if you haven't seen how the potato chips are made. But open invitation to all those guys, anybody that wants to come in and take a look, debate, argue, sit down, pound the table. We've had a lot of people do it in the past, and we'll have a lot of people that'll do it in the future. But we invite everybody.
Well, just because you invest money into something doesn't mean it's good, right? I think people invested in Enron. You know, like there have been a lot of things out there.
Or restaurants in general.
Yeah, I mean, you see restaurants close all the time. Just because you invest a lot of money into something doesn't mean it's a good product and doesn't mean it's something that you should continue to invest money in, right? And Collinsworth is trying to defend this product by saying everybody's investing money and the coaches are coming on board and all of this kind of stuff. They're not cutting players because of Pro Football Focus rankings. I guarantee you they're not doing that. And if they are, yeah, right. Take it with a grain of salt. Also, he said, well, you're helping sales. These guys have been absolutely criticized and exposed. And they went on to say that Patrick Mahomes is the 13th or 14th best quarterback in the country. And what was said by Collinsworth about that on the Kay Adams show was, according to this year's stats, and let's face it, he had a pick six for 99 yards that cost him a game. So there are players who have played better over the first five games of the season. So based on those first five games, is Patrick Mahomes where he should be? I would argue yes. It has been big mistakes. He has one mistake on the year, and it was a pick six. So because of that one mistake, you're telling me there are 12 quarterbacks that are better than Patrick Mahomes in the game of football today than where he is because of one interception? That's what Semi-Pro Football Out of Focus is telling us, because Patrick Mahomes had a pick six, which, again, was a great play by Lloyd, and I'll take that to my grave. Lloyd made that play more than Mahomes made a mistake on that play. He disguised himself. He hid behind that line of scrimmage. He dropped back. You didn't see him. Boom, touchdown the other way. And so that's what you're going to downgrade Patrick Mahomes on and say there are 12 better quarterbacks in the NFL because of that? Get bent, man.
Who's the best running back in football?
Well, it's probably Bijan Robinson.
Right.
Yeah.
But he had a couple of fumbles.
Right. But he's still the best running back in football.
And I don't need a PFF grade to tell me
that. I don't need any grades to tell me this kind of stuff. I know who's good by watching the games. I don't need that separation or whatever they're trying to concoct down there and trying to peddle as real information. And that's what it is. When you listen to Chris Collinsworth, he is a salesman in that situation. He's not an NBC broadcaster. He is not a former NFL player in that situation. He's the CEO, I think, of Semi-Pro Football Out of Focus. He's trying to push his company, and he's trying to make money in this situation. So when he comes out and defends it, I'm not buying that. That's like a guy coming out who sells, you know, paint thinner, and they said paint thinner is no good for you, and he's telling you why paint thinner is good for you. I mean, he's trying to sell the product. So take what Chris Collinsworth says about Semi-Pro Football Out of Focus with a very small grain of that Morton salt.
Chris Collinsworth texted into the show, Mahomes has made more than one mistake this year. Let's be honest with ourselves here. Another guy texted in, which is probably one of the... Yeah,
that's a thanks coach right there, 100%. Man.
This is, to me, a guy that can get the rest of the day off and next week as well. 913, you know how pissed I would be if I got fired because some Monday morning couch quarterback gave me a bad grade when he's never played the position?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Explain that to that guy. Hey, bring your playbook up here. Oh, man, I'm getting cut. Can I ask you, you know, what I did wrong? Well, judging by the pro football grades, all right, have a good day. Thank you very much.
I'm out. I'm Jamal Charles.
Yep. That's why it works, Bob. That's why it works.
But maybe that's why Todd Haley wanted to bench Jamal Charles, because he looked at the Semi-Pro Football Out of Focus ratings and went, oh, well, Jamal isn't any good. He stepped out of bounds a yard too soon or something like that.
Todd Haley credit of reading. Somebody says that they used to work at a Frito-Lay packaging company. You really don't want to know how potato chips are made. I don't.
No.
I watched the documentary on how hot dogs were made. I get it. I know what I'm doing. I still eat hot dogs. But yeah, I think this is just one of those things where, you know, this is probably the first time from a lot of people that there's been negative pub against PFF,
yep.
Which, again, goes to another text that we got as well. Like, negative pub is still pub. And
It is.
I get that. But I mean, in this sort of area, that's not the sort of, you know, notoriety you want.
Right.
Of people being like J.J. Watt, Steve Spagnuolo, guys that have credibility in the
sport. Yeah, it's not me been saying it for 5 years that's, you know, blowing it up. It's actually real life people that are making their living in the sport that are calling this stuff out.
And I don't think this is something where you want, Nick, because then it's like it throws off your whole algorithm. And then you're telling us that there's coaches, there's one or two, and obviously you can't give names. I get that. But also, like, make your entire grading skill view for the public. Like, let us know what you're grading on. Then we can kind of have some sort of educated way to debate this. If you're, you know, saying like, well, Patrick Mahomes threw a 99-yard interception, that's not good. So, yeah, we have him ranked as the 14th best quarterback. Okay, but what did he do against Detroit? What did he do against Jacksonville? What did he do against Baltimore? What did he do against the Giants? Well, and then there's all these other things. Okay, well, if that's the case, then let me know every single tier that is graded, and then I can kind of have an educated response to, okay, this is why he's the 14th. Mm-hmm. He's missing guys left and right. That's not accurate. This guy's been more accurate, even though the numbers don't show that it is. Fine. I know what your algorithm is now. I can tell like what your tactics are on this whole grading. We don't have that.
The problem is they don't have an algorithm, Dusty. They're making it up as they go along, and now they're being exposed by it. And for years, we've just allowed the stats to kind of take over, and everybody looked at all that nerd stuff and went, oh, this is the new way of the game, and we just kind of let it go. And it was kind of, you know, not monitored. Nobody was keeping the checks and balances on all of this stuff, and it got out of hand to where every, you know, radio talk show host and writer and all this kind of stuff is buying this stuff and believing this stuff. And I was always like, I'm not buying into this stuff. This is way too over my head, and I don't need this to see who good football and good baseball players are, right? Now, if you want to use some information behind the scenes, fine.
Yeah.
I don't know that it needs to be public for fans, you know, to look at, because it really doesn't matter. The reason they're not giving you how they go about it is because, legitimately, J.J. Watt talked about the Uber driver on the couch grading from the TV
side
of things.
Which that's probably fabricated to a
little bit. Yeah. You know, you do. It's the entertainment industry and everything, but they don't give you the information on how they do it, because there is no way that they do it, because there is no set way that they do it. It is all very subjective. And again, they don't know what the test questions are, so they really don't know what these guys are supposed to be doing. They're grading the answers on a test that they don't know the questions to. And when you have the greatest defensive coordinator of all time and a Hall of Fame football player, and even Chris Long, who's not a Hall of Famer but was still in the NFL for all these years, those three guys calling out this semi-pro football out of focus, that carries a lot of weight for me.
No doubt about it. So we've waited long enough. It's finally week 7. You've waited long enough. The full team is back. I say full team back. We'll still, you know, figure out what's going on throughout time with the Josh Simmons thing. But you've gotten to experience, you know, what they've been without all of this. Now all the weapons are back. What's something that you've finally gotten to experience that you've waited for a long time? Mac, your name's first on the list once again. Something you've waited for a long time but finally got that you've been expecting.
Is Mac even in there? Oh, there he is. Oh. Yeah.
Sorry, I was doing stuff.
That's fine.
I would say moving back here. Left when I was 16, and ever since I left, I wanted to come back. Waited a long time, worked a lot.
You're welcome.
Yes, thank you, Bob. Yeah, I mean,
seriously.
Were you
more excited for that or to see Rashee Rice, Hollywood Brown, Xavier Worthy?
I would say here, man, yeah, because I wouldn't be talking about Rashee Rice, Xavier Worthy, Hollywood Brown had I not made it back here. So, yeah, and to be here with my best friend, with my fiance, future wife, dream come true, man. Couldn't ask for better. It's awesome.
All right, so you waited a long time for that. I wait a long time for sex.
Whoa.
I just want to win, Jen.
I thought it was every Tuesday.
Well, now. I look like an Adonis now.
He's like McLovin and Superbad. Oh, my God, it's in. It's in. Yes, it's
in. Here, I'll put up a picture of the screen of, you know, why I was waiting, you know. Can you see?
Oh, my.
Can you see? That's what took so long, right?
You look like Bill Gates ate Bob Fesco.
Is it clear on the screen? Can you see it?
It is. It is just a little higher and a little closer, and that's beautiful.
That's how's that? That right there. Perfect.
Right there. Yeah. That's a Kohl's polo.
Oh, hell yes, it was.
Yeah. Marshalls, maybe?
No.
No. Marshalls wasn't around.
No. I'm trying to think what year that was. That was like 1999, 2000. Wow. So was Kohl's around back then? I don't even know. I think it was. I think it probably was.
Man, you were cool before Kirk Cousins.
Hell yeah, it was.
Good Lord. That is Bill Gates ate Bob Fesco. You gotta worry about the chip being in. You got Bill Gates' whole damn body in you.
What about you?
Fuddruckers. Who's single on this show? This guy waited for sex. This guy waited for his fiance to move back home. This guy over here is fat ass. Is talking about how I was so excited to get Fuddruckers again.
Fuddruckers.
Dude, it used to be on Nolan Road. It used to be right there, 40 and Nolan, right by the Red Lobster, right by, I think it was called like Leap and Bounds was like a kid's play place. And then there was Fuddruckers. You had to go in there, get your own burger, put your own toppings on it. Huge topping bar, cheese like dispenser that had jalapeno cheese, regular nacho cheese. Got a little certificate underneath your bag. There was a free cookie, always a snickerdoodle to our guy that texted in. Then they took it away from me. And then I found that there was one in the Northland. And
is there still one up there?
I don't know if there is, but there was a couple years ago. And I saw it and I said, guys, I don't care what we're doing. We're going to Fuddruckers. Like, Dusty, we ate 2 hours ago. I go, get back in the car. We'll be hungry in 20 minutes. We're going into Fuddruckers. I was so excited to have Fuddruckers again for the first time.
Yeah.
I love that place.
But I don't even know that it's open anymore, right?
I just need one. I needed
well, look up where the locations are and fly there and have yourself a Fuddruckers and fly back. That's what I'm doing with my daughter next weekend. We're going to Denver for the day to eat In-N-Out.
Really?
Yeah. She said, I want In-N-Out Burger, so I book flights. We'll fly out, lead In-N-Out Burger, we'll fly back. Creating memories.
I love that so much.
Isn't it fun?
No, it's great, dude.
It's ridiculous.
That's what it's about.
My wife is like, you're doing what?
I go, what are you doing?
She wanted In-N-Out Burger. We have a free Saturday, so the hell with it. I booked two flights, and she gets it. So I'm holding out for In-N-Out to come here. I'm also holding out for the airport to do something right and actually book us flights and schedule flights to a destination that matters other than Norfolk, Virginia.
They could put a Fuddruckers in the airport.
I'd be lit.
There is a Fuddruckers in Branson, Missouri.
Branson has everything because Branson also has a Shoney's because I was looking for a Shoney's the other day.
Greatest salad bar in the world.
Shoney's was epic, man. We used to do the summer vacations and we'd always end up like in Alabama for whatever reason. Shoney's was like money, man. Get those pecan log rolls that they have there. So good.
Discovery Zone. That's what it was. Discovery Zone. God, I love that. Used to be a Fuddruckers at 87th and Metcalf.
Yeah, it used to be right down here. It's now a buffet. It's changed over numerous times.
Man. And who'd have thought Fuddruckers would just flood the text line?
Yeah, a lot of Fuddruckers from the 815. 300-pound Bob was a redwood. Now he's a Japanese willow.
No, I'm still a redwood, I'll tell you.
Men's wieners. Damn, you still got that picture for just where they were.
Yeah, he had that ready, man.
Coming up on the other side.
I was actually just looking through pictures today, and I came across that one. I was looking for a specific old picture, and I found that one.
Coming up on the other side, we get to it. It is our Chiefs Parlay from Fesco and Dusty. It is brought to you by Circa Sports. Sports betting the way it should be is coming soon to Missouri with Circa Bets. We give you our Chiefs Friday Parlay here on the other side of 96.5 The Fan, your home for the Kansas City Chiefs.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan. Fesco and Dusty is brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
From the 785, do you guys intentionally save the sex talk for Fridays when the kids are off school?
No.
No, it's 365. Yeah, because...
seven times a day, right?
Oh, my. No, everybody in Lee's Summit is out of school today, so my buddy got he got festered. Hey, why don't you take the kids to... I think it's they're going to, like, Butler, Raymore, to do a pumpkin patch thing. I don't know. That's what he's doing.
Fun.
Yeah. He was over yesterday. I said, hey, I'll Venmo you because this place is like known for their gigantic mums.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, dude, if you buy me a mum, I'll Venmo you. He goes, why don't you just come with us? I said, forget the mum, dude. Yeah, so forget it. I was like, I'm good, man. 11:30, that cocktail gets poured, baby, on a Friday. You better believe that.
Going to the pumpkin patch on a Friday,
said,
right?
Or back to the original message, buy me a mum, and then I will pay you, and I will, because, dude, mums are great.
Yeah, we got some the other day from the cheerleaders, right? $12 a piece from
that's
the
That's a deal.
That was a hell of a deal. I thought that was a great deal.
$35.
Yeah, yeah. Like fundraiser.
Pumpkins are $10? I didn't know that.
Are they? Is that a
lot? They're like $9.99.
Is that a lot? I'm being honest.
For
I don't
a
know.
Pumpkin?
Yeah.
I mean, I would think so.
I thought that's kind of cheap. $10 for a pumpkin?
Is a pumpkin a gourd?
Yes. But sometimes you go and you have to weigh the pumpkins, you know?
They buy the pound. That's
what
they did in Lewisburg.
50 cents a pound or something like that. How much do they charge you a pound out there in Lewisburg?
I don't know. I got two big pumpkins. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's like $20.
Just walked out, double bicep.
Flex, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Somebody said, how's Lee Summit out today if they're going to still play football tonight? Sounds like poor planning. Should have played their games last night.
It's true. It is. Yeah. That's right. Everybody's out today.
Well, that's nice. How do you stay locked in?
Seriously, like all day sitting around, you know?
I know me at 17 wouldn't.
That's what it is. It's not an adult at 17 or at you know, playing a night game. It's kids.
It's a 17-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't beat a dark red fall mom. My wife's obsessed with him. Dusty, stay away from my wife. Yes, sir. Absolutely. Yes, sir.
Everybody's buying mums.
Dude, they're awesome.
It's fall. Every house has a mum.
Put a mum on your front porch. You've done your due diligence.
Yeah. You know what a mum on your front porch means, right?
Uh-uh.
You're supporting fall.
Oh.
Yeah. You're ready for the season.
Oh, got it. Got it. So Friday Chiefs Parlay brought to you by Circa Sports. Sports betting the way it should be is coming soon to Missouri with Circa Sports. We do this every week. Three-leg parlay. Bob, your name's not on the list, but I think we know what you're doing.
Well, yes, we are doing it this week, and we're doing it again. Travis Kelce with the anytime touchdown this week against the
+145 to score a touchdown on DraftKings this week.
I like that. And I'm going to say this. It's not part of the bet because I don't think you could wager on this. I don't think Harry Harrison misses a kick this week.
I like it.
Bobby Betts. He's got the...
I agree. I'm gonna.
You're gonna get on board with the Harry Harrison?
Yes, I'm getting on board with that.
To hear Harry, check him out on 101 WCBS FM, New York.
Down area to 67 degrees, and now I'm going back to sleep, Harold. It's been a very, very busy morning here in the...
That's right. Not gonna run this morning?
Well, what I usually do is I get up, and then I run, mm-hmm. and then I have a fruit salad. You want to hear the rest of my day?
Oh, wait a minute.
Then I put on my red suspenders.
No, just say goodnight, then. Have a nice nappy poo.
Good night, nappy poo. It is 67 degrees, and it's raining. CBS FM.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow, Mr. G. 11 minutes to 9 o'clock in the morning, 8:49. Mr. G and Harry Harrison, helpful hint of the morning. You mentioned...
Harry Harrison right there. Harry, that's what I grew up listening to. My father in the car. We're listening to Harry Harrison.
Guy's awesome.
Now he's kicking for the Chiefs.
Yes.
But you said whiskey, right? Mm. Cigarettes plus whiskey gets you to that
coffee,
level, right?
Where my mind went is that picture in the hallway.
Yeah. Those guys smoking the cigarette. How cool would it have been to
pointer?
Be? Yeah.
Well, I think a Fentry used to smoke cigs in the studio down the hallway.
Oh, did she really? Studio?
I don't know.
Yes, Harry Harrison.
I am Harry Harrison.
Great.
Did you find the jingle where they sing, Harry Harrison?
I'll be on the lookout. Scavenger on for Harry Harrison.
Yeah, just nonstop Harrison.
Harry Harrison better not miss a damn kick this weekend, okay?
That's right.
Or you're going back to WCBS FM and doing radio. I'll make all my kicks.
Oh. Mickey Mouse. Mac, what's your parlay to tag along to Bob's leg of... I don't know what's going on. To the three-leg parlay, and Bob's the first one with a Travis Kelce anytime touchdown.
I'll do Rashee Rice, 6 catches, -104.
Oh, all right. Minus.
You might hit that still the first half.
But yeah, to me, like that number's going to be 8 is going to be -104 next week. Don't you feel like that, Dusty? Like 6 is low.
Yeah, Jamar Chase last night was, I think, +105 at 7.5.
Like, that feels more like what he'll be at.
Just feed the beast.
Yeah.
Feed me.
I'm surprised it's negative money for 6 receptions.
They know what's going on. They know what's happening.
Wow.
And it's still 11.5, Chiefs. That's crazy.
It has not moved.
That
game
that
lines,
it ain't moving.
11.5, 45.5, the over-under.
Okay. Mine is going to be Xavier Worthy over 42.5 yards.
Smash.
I think that with him on the field, he made everybody else better. Rashee Rice being on the field makes Xavier Worthy better, if that makes any damn sense, mm-hmm. right? They saw him come in against that Baltimore team. He was kind of limping, the ankle injury, all that sort of hoopla that they were doing. And then it was, 6 or 7 guys getting targets from Patrick Mahomes, and Xavier Worthy was kind of like a decoy at the time, but still made some good plays. Now you throw Rashee Rice on the field, and all of a sudden, Xavier Worthy, do you want to take speed out of the game or do you want to take consistency out of the game? Up to you. I think Xavier Worthy can get 42.5, 43 total yards at least minimum in this game against the Vegas Raiders.
So, can he do it on one catch?
The right now on DraftKings, longest reception for a Chiefs wide receiver is 20.5 for Rashee Rice.
Let me say this.
15 over the middle. See ya.
You look at that number, Worthy, over at 42.5, and mm-hmm. you see in a vacuum or a silo or however you want to call it, that looks like a low number. But I think that's the number that's going to be indicative to what just about every wide receiver is going to do kind of in this offense, because there's so many mouths to feed. And so this guy may get 40, this guy may get 50, this guy may get 70. We're never going to have a guy, I don't think anyway, this year put up high numbers at the wide receiver position just because there are so many options out there. So I saw that number for Worthy. I'm like, oh, yeah, he's going to crack that right away. And then I think, But is he with all the other options that we have right now? It kind of scares me a little bit, but I still think he's got to be over that number.
Is this the first week the Chiefs have a 100-yard receiver?
I'm going to say no. I think they have a better chance at a 100-yard rusher than a 100-yard receiver this week because I think everybody's going to play eight deep.
Yeah, just drop eight. Yeah, I'll go no, but I want to say yes, but I'm going to say no.
Because that is a piss-poor secondary for
the Terrible. It is, and that's a good point.
Terrible.
It's a good point.
I mean, champing at the bit is Patrick Mahomes ready to just exploit every single possible flaw in that defense. The only problem is Max Crosby. It's a problem. He is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And Mitch told us about Kuntz as well. Those two guys, tackle's got to be ready. And if they're ready and Mahomes has got that trust and he's got that poise, I wouldn't be surprised if Worthy and Rice have 100 yards receiving.
Love it.
Because if Mahomes going to throw for, let's say Mahomes throws for 285, where are the majority of those yards going?
Well, I would say Kelsey, but.
You know, his over-under in receiving yards is 41.5.
Yeah.
And his catches are 3.5.
Again, because everybody thinks they're just going to spread it out
EGE,
to everybody.
Baby.
Yeah. I mean, like, that's as good as it gets when you try to factor in what's going to happen in this game. Everybody going to eat. And that's why I'm scared of the overs on this. Not scared. I use that term loosely, obviously. But that's why I'm kind of cautious about the overs, because I just feel like it's going to be a feast for everybody out there. Everybody's going to have a full belly at the end of the day, and it's going to be like 50 here, 60 there, 50 here, 40 there, and they're going to win by a big number, and everybody's going to be like, but nobody had any great numbers. No, we all had great numbers, you know? 1 + 4 = 5. I keep going back to that. There's a reason that was out there, you know?
Somebody says, from True Green Thumb, don't sleep on Noah Gray. He's going to get his touchdown this week.
Okay.
Just run everybody in a confusing route in the end zone. Noah Gray, just go there
by
and
himself.
Stop.
Yeah. No one even paying attention to him.
That touchdown that Aaron Rodgers threw where he rolled to his left and came back to his right and found his wide receiver in the middle, that was Patrick Mahomes-esque last night. That was a hell of a play. I want to see that with Travis Kelce tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Or on Sunday.
Well, it is Mahomes-esque, but to be fair, it was Rodgers-esque before it was Mahomes-esque.
For sure it was.
Yeah,
yeah. I was just amazed he could move that fast at that age.
He had it, man. He was hitting them smelling good. Salts all night. He was just
Oh, yeah. You guys are noticing the smelling salts now that they banned them.
Yeah.
How many were on the sidelines when you did that Eagle game?
It was a flood of them.
What, isn't that like eye-opening? No, that's pun crazy. Intended. Like, you were stunned to see how many.
Jeez, what is, those are all smelling salts?
Yeah.
Damn.
It looks like those open salt packets that the drive-in, you know, where you break them in half and you use the salt. You throw
looks like my backyard from all the velos I've spit out on a patio session.
Exactly right.
What do you do? Is addicted to smelling salts? No. Wild berry velo, 9 mg. That's right.
9?
Yeah.
Wow. Look at you.
Smash.
Impressive.
Well, hello, America.
You better believe it. Coming up on the other side, we'll see if he does velos. It's Sean Smith. He joins us every Friday at 9 o'clock. Let's dive into what he...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What makes a great pair of glasses? At Warby Parker, it's all the invisible extras without the extra cost. Their designer quality frames start at $95, including prescription lenses, plus scratch-resistant, smudge-resistant, and anti-reflective coatings, and UV protection, and free adjustments for life. To find your next pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to find the Warby Parker store nearest you, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind
remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
He has to say, and we give him his Pro Football Focus grade and see if he likes it. 96.5 The Fan, you're home for Kansas City sports.
Good morning, Kansas City. This is George Karlaftis, and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by Golden Oak Lending. Do you need extra cash? Golden Oak Lending can convert your home's equity into cash in as little as 14 days. Let Golden Oak Lending cure your blues.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.